Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second, the second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting third, the third baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Felix Mantilla. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Lee Thomas. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Moorhead. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second, the first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting third, the left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting eighth, the catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ralph Terry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ralph Terry. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Green reaches second base with a double. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling bunts towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to third. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hinton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wagner moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is hit by the pitch. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Conigliaro moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Conigliaro scores. Bresciud moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead strikes out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-0 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bressuit scores. Tillman moves to second. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Gary Geiger pinch runs for Chuck Schilling. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tillman scores. Geiger moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Geiger now playing center field. Lenny Green now playing left field. Felix Mantilla now playing second base. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Terry covering, for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the mound. Moorhead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0 for 1 in the game. Moorhead hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hinton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Green strikes out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinton misplays the ball. That's an error on Hinton. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from SQ and he is safe. Geiger steals second. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Geiger scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mantilla hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hedlund now pitching. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Conigliaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Alvis moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew strikes out. Two outs. Billy Moran pinch hits for Mike Hedlund. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bresud hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McMahon, and towards Hauser, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Bresud moves to second. One out. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0 for 2 in the game. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bresud moves to third. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bresud scores. Moorhead moves to second. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Green takes first base on ball four. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Houser hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mantilla is hit by the pitch. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mantilla. The throw from SQ and he is safe. Mantilla steals second. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Bressuit strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Alvis strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hinton moves to second. Pedro Gonzalez pinch hits for Floyd Weaver. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tillman strikes out. One out. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moorhead strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Green takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Houser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Houser moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Jones hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Kralik now pitching. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Conigliaro strikes out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Bressuit hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown pinch hits for Jack Kralik. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Houser hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam McDowell pinch runs for Fred Whitfield. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-4 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.